The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. Life Comes from Life, the 14th Morning Walk. Recorded on December 3, 1973, on the shores of the Pacific Ocean near Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada is accompanied by Dr. Singh, Dr. W.H. Wolf Rotkai, and other students. The Origin of the Interplanetary Gases. Dr. Singh. The scientists say that at one point the Earth was composed of dust particles floating in some gaseous material. Then, in due course, this colloidal suspension condensed and formed the Earth. Srila Prabhupada. That may be, but where did the gas come from? Dr. Singh. They say it just existed. Srila Prabhupada. Krishna says, in Bhagavad Gita 7.4, Bhumer apo nalo vayu kam mano birdevicha ahankara ityam me bini prakatit astada. Quote, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, all together these eight comprise my separated material energies. End quote. Here, Krishna explains that vayu, gas, came from him, and finer than vayu is kam, either ether. Finer than ether is mind, and finer than mind is intelligence. Finer than intelligence is false ego. And finer than false ego is the soul. But the scientists do not know this. They understand only gross things. They mention gas, but where does the gas come from? Dr. Singh, that they cannot answer. Srila Prabhupada, but we can answer. From Srimad Bhagavatam, we know that gas has come from kam or ether. Ether comes from mind. Mind comes from intelligence. Intelligence comes from false ego. And false ego comes from the soul. Dr. Singh. The scientists argue that before Darwin's biophysical type of evolution could take place, there had to be what they call prebiotic chemistry or chemical evolution. Srila Prabhupada. Yes. And the term, quote, chemical evolution, end quote, means that chemicals have an origin, and that origin is spirit. Or life. A lemon produces citric acid, and our bodies produce many chemicals in urine, blood, and bodily secretions. This is proof that life produces chemicals, not that chemicals produce life. Dr. Singh, scientists say that once the seed of life is present in the cells, then the living entity automatically develops and functions. Srila Prabhupada, yes, but who gives the seed? In the Bhagavad Gita 7.10, Krishna answers this question, Bijam mam sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam. Quote, O son of Prita, know that I am the original seed of all existences. End quote. And later, 14.4, Sarva yonishu kanteya murtiya sambantiya tesham brahmaha mahadyonir aham bija bidapita. Quote, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Giving credit to the primal creator, Dr. Wolf Rotkai. But in all humility, Srila Prabhupada, suppose the scientists actually succeed in artificially creating a living cell. What would you say, Srila Prabhupada? What would be their credit? They would only be imitating what already exists in nature. People are very fond of imitations. If a man in a nightclub imitates a dog, people will go and pay money to watch him. But when they see a real dog barking, they won't pay any attention to it. Dr. Singh, Srila Prabhupada, the idea of chemical evolution came from Russian biologists in 1920. He demonstrated that before biochemical evolution, the Earth's atmosphere was in a state of reduction. In other words, it was mostly full of hydrogen with very little oxygen. Then, in due course, the sun's radiation caused these hydrogen molecules to form into different chemicals. Srila Prabhupada, this is a side study. First of all, where did the hydrogen come from? The scientists simply study the middle of the process. They do not study the origin. We must know the beginning. There is an airplane, indicates an airplane appearing on the horizon. Would you say that the origin of that machine is the sea? A foolish person might say that all of a sudden a light appeared in the sea, and that's how the airplane was created. But is that a scientific explanation? The scientists' explanations are similar. They say, quote, this existed, then all of a sudden, by chance, that occurred, end quote. This is not science. Scientists means to explain the original cause. Perhaps the scientists can create imitations of nature, but why should we give them credit? We should give credit to the original creator, God. That is our philosophy. Dr. Singh. When a scientist discovers some natural law, he usually names it after himself. Srila Prabhupada, yes, exactly. The law already is there in nature, but the rascal wants to take credit for it. Gerontology, prolonging the suffering. Dr. Singh. They're actually fighting against the laws of nature, but often they take pleasure in the struggle. Srila Prabhupada, that pleasure is childish. Suppose a child builds a sandcastle on the beach with great effort. He may take pleasure in it, but that is childish pleasure. That is not a grown man's pleasure. Materialistic men have created a standard of false happiness. They have created a gorgeous arrangement for a comfortable civilization, but it is all false because they cannot create a situation in which they will be able to enjoy it. At any moment, anyone can be kicked out by death, and all his enjoyment will be finished. Dr. Singh. That is why they say that God hasn't given us everything, because we're not able to live here forever. Srila Prabhupada. But God has given them everything necessary to live peacefully and everything necessary to understand him. So why will they not inquire about God? Instead, they do things that help them forget God. Dr. Singh. Now the scientists have organized a whole department of science called gerontology, in which they study how to prolong life. Srila Prabhupada, their real aim should be to stop the suffering. Suppose an old man is in great pain, suffering from many diseases, and suddenly the doctor increases his lifespan. What is the profit? Dr. Singh, that's what they do with heart transplants. Srila Prabhupada, it is nonsense. Let them stop death. That would be an achievement. Let them stop all disease. Oh, that would be an achievement. They cannot do these things. Therefore, I say that all their research is simply a struggle for existence. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana sastrandiyani prakashti shani kartiti. Quote, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. End quote. Student. Now there is a shortage of oil. Srila Prabhupada, yes, we have a civilization that is dependent on oil. This is against nature's law, and therefore there is now an oil shortage. By nature's law, winter is now coming. Scientists cannot stop it and turn it to summer. They wrongly think they are in control of nature. In Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna informs us that the living being thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. The sun is now rising. Can they make it dark? And when it is dark, can they command the sun, quote, get up, end quote? They do not realize that if they really want to conquer nature, they should try to conquer birth, death, old age, and disease. In Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Krishna says, Daivihesha gunamai mama maidratiya mamivavye papandiyante mayamete tarantite. Quote, this divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it, end quote. Dr. Singh, so is it is very hard to overcome nature's laws? Srila Prabhupada, for the materialists, it is impossible, but if one surrenders to Krishna, it becomes easy. The real origin of species. Dr. Singh, to explain why there are so many varieties of living entities, the scientists say that at a certain time during evolution, the cell's genes, which normally reproduce themselves perfectly for the next generation, sometimes make a mistake in copying, like the printing press that sometimes makes mistakes. In some circumstances, these mistakes or mutations have stood, and different species of living entities have been formed because of the difference in the genes. Srila Prabhupada, but that, quote, mistake, end quote, has been continuing since time immemorial, for you will find that all varieties of living entities have always existed. Therefore, the, quote, mistake, end quote, is eternal, but when a mistake is permanent, it is not a mistake. It is intelligence. Dr. Singh, but scientists say that if there were no mutations, there would be only one kind of living entity in the whole universe. Srila Prabhupada, no. Every living entity has a different mind, and therefore there are so many different species of life to accommodate the different mentalities. For example, we are walking here, but most people are not coming to join us because they have different mentalities than we do. Why does this difference exist? Dr. Singh, maybe it's a mistake. Srila Prabhupada, it is not a mistake. It is their desire, and at the time of death, everyone will get a body exactly according to his desire. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam, tajati ante kalevaram, tam tam evati konteya, sada tat bhava bhavita. Quote, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail, end quote. What you are thinking of at the time of death exactly determines your next body. Nature will give you the body. The decision is not in your hands, but in nature's, and she is working under the direction of God. Dr. Singh, but science seems to have evidence that different species of life do arise by mistakes. Srila Prabhupada, that is their mistake. In the laws of nature, there are no mistakes. In railway cars, there are first class, second class, and third class sections. If you purchase a third class ticket and by mistake go to a first class section, you will not be allowed to stay there. It is not a mistake that there are sections, that is the arrangement. But it is your mistake that you have gone to the wrong section. So God is so thorough that he knows all the mistakes that will be made. Therefore, according to the mistakes you commit, you enter a particular body. Quote, here, come here, the body is ready. End quote. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and nature works designing different bodies with mathematical precision. When the government builds a city, it builds a prison even before the city is completed because the government knows that there will be very many criminals who will have to go to prison. This is not the government's mistake, it is the mistake of the criminals. Because they become criminals, they have to go there. It is their mistake. In nature, there are no mistakes. Krishna says, Maya dakshena prakriti suite sacharacharam hetano nena konteya jagat vipar vivartate. Quote, this material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and is producing all moving and non-moving beings, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Nature works under the supervision of God, Krishna. So how can nature make mistakes? If we commit mistakes, we are illusioned, our senses are imperfect, and we cheat. That is the difference between God and man. God does not have imperfect senses. His senses are perfect. Satisfied animals. Dr. Wolf Rutke. Because our senses are defective, the technological enlargement of our senses must also be defective, of course. Dr. Singh, the microscopes with which we detect things must also be defective. Srila Prabhupada, material existence means defective existence. If you construct something with defective knowledge and imperfect senses, whatever you construct must be defective. Dr. Singh, even if scientists devise a perfect microscope, they would still have to look through it with defective eyes. Srila Prabhupada, yes, that is right. Therefore, we conclude that whatever the scientists may say is defective. Dr. Singh, but they seem quite satisfied. Srila Prabhupada, the ass is also satisfied. The ass is satisfied to carry the load of the washerman. Everyone is satisfied, even the worm in the stool. That is nature's law. Dr. Wolf Rutke, it is said that even the pauper is proud of his penny. Srila Prabhupada, yes, in some parts of India, one may sometimes see a dog starving to death, but as soon as it gets a female dog, it is satisfied with having sex. Is that satisfaction? The dog is starving, but it is still satisfied with sex.